the questions haunting us all. Wheezing of rhyme, wheezing of rhyme, secrets inside, wheezing of rhyme. Find the map and key to a maze beneath ruins of the untold. You must be bold. The princess awaits you behind the next wall. You'll save her if you can't hear her fall. You both reach freedom beyond the maze to find the reason of rhyme. Reason of rhyme. Secrets in time. Reason of rhyme. Reason of rhyme. Reason of rhyme.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
And we are back with the Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Danny Nezvedarani, your host for the hour. Excuse me. And we're going to be switching it up a bit, but you were just listening to a few songs off of the album by the name of The Reason of Rhyme by a band by the name of Quadrillion. You know, when I first started playing this album, I was listening off all the thank yous that were listed in the liner notes, and there's still some thank yous to go. So before I switch to the next artist for the night, I thought I would list off the rest of those thank yous. So coming up next, Simon and Beth, for listening and supporting. Ken L., a good friend over the many years we've known one another, who is always there to help. Rose M., a friend of a friend, who is always hospitable. Dennis and Dale, my bros who helped a great deal financially and whose parents gave me a good home. My sisters, Patty and Debbie, who both love music. I hope you'll like this recording. I love you, sisters. To all my loving parents, excellent. And finally, to the one who made this all possible, inspiration beyond belief, God. Thank you, God. That is the end of the liner notes for this Quadrillion tape, The Reason of Rhyme. And the reason I wanted to read that out is because, again, this is an album that when I wanted to do research for it, I could not find a single thing or any trace of this band at all. You know, like, their names are here. William D. Roach, Shane Jackson, Dave Andorozov. But as far as I know, we have the only accessible copy of this tape at the moment. And it's just really cool that, you know, despite that, all these other people that contributed to making this tape what it is, their contributions and the impact that they had on the lives of the people that made this are kind of immortalized by this little piece of paper that I'm holding. And it's, I feel really grateful that I get to see that so often here at CJSF. So yeah, once again, that was Quadrillion with The Reason of Rhyme. Coming up, though, we are switching it up pretty dramatically. Next up is another Canadian artist. This one, for sure, Canadian. By the name of Glory Ann. This is off of her album Changes, which, oh man, when did this come out? Well, it looks like this came out in 1993. Or 1986, actually. Yeah, no, 1986 is when this came out. This album is called Changes, and the first track is called Small Talk. This is a bit of country pop. When I first heard the first track, it was almost like New Age a little bit, but I'll let you decide if that's the case. I'm not an expert on country or pop or New Age. Anyways, Glory Ann with Changes and the track Small Talk, only on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. Bow, bow, bow. Say a lot of things, but you never say that you really care. Sing it, Glory Ann. Anyways, coming up next, we've got the second track, Little Rain Must Fall, again by Glory Ann, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you for staying tuned thus far. This is Analog Archives. Hope you're enjoying it.
A little rain must fall between sunny days. There's never been a blue sky that could keep the clouds away. The storms are
All right, once again, that was Glorianne with A Little Rain Must Fall. You know, when looking into this album, I, again, did not know who Glorianne was, but apparently Glorianne is someone who has gone by a few names throughout her career. Glorianne, you know, being the main one, but her full name, according to the back of this album, is Glorianne Carrière. And I think that was the title that she used originally. And then later on in her career, after marrying another musician by the name of Ronnie Prophet, she now goes by Glorianne Prophet. I thought I would play a track from the both of them, actually. Ronnie Prophet is Glorianne's late husband, and this track is called Storybook Children, and it's a duet between the two of them, so I hope you enjoy.
Bird note. Some swifts and frigate birds stay aloft for months at a time. Scientists know this because they attached sensors to the birds. What they hadn't been able to learn for certain was whether birds might be sleeping on the wing, and if they do, for how long. It was thought that one half of a bird's brain might sleep at a time, as happens with some birds when resting on the ground. A 2016 study provided some solid answers. Tiny devices attached to the heads of frigate birds tracked electroencephalograph patterns and, crucially, head movements. The results were fascinating. Frigate birds did sleep while aloft, most often one half of the brain at a time, as suspected, but they also fell into normal whole brain sleep and sometimes even deeper REM sleep. But this deepest sleep came in bursts of just a few seconds, during which time the bird's head dipped, but its flight pattern stayed steady. An in-flight power nap. So frigate birds do sleep on the wing, just not very much. On average, 42 minutes per day. When perched on land, they sleep 12 hours a day. What still has scientists puzzled is how they can get by with so little sleep when flying for months at a time. For BirdNote, I'm Mary McCann.
All right, after that classic CJSF bird note, we are back with Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. And we only have about 11 minutes left in the hour, but I want to thank you all so much for listening to this second episode of Analog Archives, but what kind of feels like the first episode to me, because it is the first live in-studio episode. After this hour, make sure you stay tuned to CJSF 90.1 FM, because we have none other than Wham Bam Eastvan ready to air at 7 p.m. And I think we have some special guests in the house, but I won't say too much. So just stay tuned for that. Anyways, I'm going to be playing the second side of this Glorianne record by the name of Changes. This next track is actually the title track, Changes. Hope you enjoy.
I'm gonna start by taking all the pictures off the wall. And when I'm done, I'm gonna burn everyone. They're coming down, the curtains and the mirror in the hall. They don't express anything but loneliness.
This next track is Light as a Feather, which is a duet with Ray Griff, who is the main producer, I believe, of this album.
together when we are together. You'd think there were wings on my heels.
You bend my mind with your kisses and sweet tendernesses. That soft look of love you reveal.
It's true.
It's true.
I'm light as a feather with you. You've got me caught up. Light as a feather when we are together. There's never a dark cloud in view.
I'm flying high like a bird in the sky.
I'm light as a feather with you.
Oh, wow. That was, again, Glorianne with Light as a Feather, a duet with the producer of the album, Ray Griff. I really liked that little synthy flute thing they had going on there. That was fun. Anyways, we are at the end of this hour, but I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to this episode of Analog Archives. Just a little recap. We listened to some tunes from Shing O2, some hip-hop instrumentals. Then we went straight into sort of garage rock with Quadrillion off of their album, The Reason of Rhyme. Who knows when it came out? Maybe we'll find out one day. And then lastly, we ended off with Glorianne off of her album, Changes. There are two tracks left on this album, titled Virginia Hills and Silver-Tongued Devil. That is a very country-sounding name, but that is what will be playing me off as we transition to the next show, Wham Bam East Van. Make sure you stay tuned. Got some fun guests coming up as well, and just a good old fun hour of talk and music. Always here, CJSF. All right, until next week, peace.
The sunlight dancing on the green leaves. There is no place I'd rather would be than these Virginia hills. He's there, that man of mine, and I know he cares. There are so many things that we share in these Virginia hills. Riding on our ponies, we go riding. Evening finds us on the trail, listening to the nightingale. A perfect setting for a love scene. Are these birds?